A very rare and serious disease may now have a cure. This morning, Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology on the role Cincinnati Children's Hospital has played for a toddler with Bubble Boy Syndrome.
At first, the only thing Jennifer Gallaudet knew about Bubble Boy Syndrome was what she had seen in a Seinfeld sketch and heard about in the 1976 movie The Boy in the Plastic Bubble, starring John Travolta.
What's she about anything that's going on out there?
Because there may be a cure at any time. The doctor in Tokyo, your own body.
Gallaudet from Bloomington, Illinois, would soon learn a lot more about the genetic disorder that fails to develop an immune system. Just over a year ago, she noticed her five-month-old boy, Jameson, had what doctors initially thought was a tumor on his hip. Further tests at Cincinnati Children's Hospital showed he had SCID, or Bubble Boy Syndrome. Dr. Lisa Filipovich is Jameson's doctor at Children's.
I have to credit his mother, who's very wonderful woman, very smart, and she scoured the literature and couldn't find any case similar to this that actually was a tumor or a lymphoma. It was almost always a reactive process, so a failed abnormal immune response.
Without a cure, Jameson would have to stay in an isolated environment his entire life and hope he didn't get sick. So his parents had some decisions to make. The standard treatment for Bubble Boy Syndrome is a bone marrow transplant. It has its own set of risks and requires chemotherapy. But there wasn't a close match in this case, so it wasn't an option. The Gallaudets heard about a children's hospital clinical trial using gene therapy and decided to take part. It has enrolled patients from the U.S., the U.K., and France.
This is a sort of the treatment of last resort currently because it is new and it is it potentially carries unknown risks. So it is used only in patients who do not have good donors for a bone marrow transplant.
The gene therapy is delivered through a virus, according to Han van der Loo, who directs the vector production facility at Cincinnati Children's.
These have been gutted of all genes that could do any harm, and so they're used as delivery vehicles. In this particular case of immunodeficiency, there is a defective gene, and that gene is supplemented by a good copy of the gene, and we transfer that gene into the cells using a virus.
In this case, a mouse virus was used. The so-called viral vector took a couple of years to develop at another lab. Then once this piece of DNA was ready, in his lab, van der Loo tested it and exposed Jameson's extracted bone marrow cells to the virus in the lab.
The piece of DNA that we inserted in the virus to be transferred will leave that piece of DNA behind in the cells. It will get incorporated in those cells, and after about 2 days, the cells will be transplanted back into the patient. And the transplantation is not more than an injection into the vein or an IV infusion.
These cells find their way back to the bone marrow and start generating new blood cells, providing cured cells to Jameson and restoring his immune system. The now 1.5-year-old was in Children's Hospital for 8 months in isolation. For the first 3 months, his mother never left the room except to go eat. Now they're back at home in Illinois trying to create a germ-free environment. His father works from home, his older brother stays at home, and so does his mother.
So it's pretty much just the four of us hunkered in here playing all day. And he runs everywhere, you know, plays, gets into everything, makes a mess. Just your typical year-and-a-half-year-old boy.
And he's been healthy ever since his treatment. Dr. Filipovich says he's growing white blood cells, although they're not yet in the normal range.
At this point, after the gene therapy, we wouldn't expect the B cells, the cells that make the immunoglobulin, to be functional yet. So we're hopeful that over time he'll be able to end that treatment as well.
Until his immune system is normal, Jennifer admits she's taking precautions to the extreme, even wearing masks when she and her husband go to the grocery store.
And then when we come home, we wipe down all of our groceries. Each item that we get, we'll clean off with a Clorox, you know, sanitizing wipe. Before we bring it past, we've got little barricades in a little hallway that all the stuff that needs to be cleaned off stays in there until it's ready to come to the house side.
Lots of steps, but the payoff is Jameson hasn't gotten any infection and in a few years is expected to be cured. Dr. Filipovich says if the treatment proves to be effective in the long run, it will be the safest treatment available for Bubble Boy Syndrome. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.